This is Radio 4. Now the second part of our 30-minute serial.
Bertie and the Crime of Passion by Peter Lovesey. Dramatised by Geoffrey M. Matthews with Robert Lang and Jane Lapotere.
You will recall that last week I was telling you of my audacious investigation into the murder at the Moulin Rouge of Boris Letissier, fiancé of the daughter of my old friend, Jules d'Agincourt, and that with considerable bravery, I discovered a revolver, or the likely murder weapon, in the possession of one Valentin, a dancer at the aforesaid dance hall. On examination, I realized that it came from the private armory of my friend Jules. I decided at once to pursue my investigation by dining with Sarah Bernhardt, my companion in this adventure, at Manier's, the highly regarded restaurant where the Agincourt family had dined on the night of the murder. My brain works faster over a toothsome meal, and there was much to discuss. We'd earned a decent dinner, after risking life and limb, don't you think? You're both, Sarah. The initial alien in diamonds. Who is he?
Another?
I've had it more than 20 years, Bertie.
But whose initials are they?
The Emperor's.
You and Louis Napoleon?
A small reward, Bertie, for a command performance.
Oh. Personally, I think messages set in jewelry should be more discreet. Like my engagement present to Alex. A ring with 6 stones. Beryl, emerald, ruby, topaz, jacinth, and a second emerald. The initials of the stones spell Bertie, you see.
Charming.
But I could not duplicate the gift for another lady. No matter how intimate she might become.
That would be unforgivable, Bertie. But you could think of some other keepsake for such a lady, if one existed. You have such a fertile imagination.
But, poor credit with Monsieur Cartier. If you're not finishing your oysters...
Oh, please do. My mind was on the Agincourt. How can we be certain that revolver belongs to them?
Well, there is no question about it, my dear. Heraldry is a passion of mine. I can recognize a coat of arms, be it English or French.
I have no doubt you can, Bertie. But the revolver was found on Valentin, not on one of the Agincourt.
That is immaterial. Valentin's overcoat was hanging in his dressing room at the Moulin Rouge. The murderer slipped the revolver into the pocket, in case the police conducted a search.
You're suggesting one of the Agincourt fired the fatal shot?
That is the obvious conclusion.
Meaning Jules or his wife, Juliette.
Or the daughter, Rosine.
Or the son, Tristan.
It's a queer fellow who shoots his sister's fiancé.
It's just as queer when the girl's parents do it.
Or the girl herself.
She did face a lifetime tied to Maurice Letitier.
She'd agreed to marry him.
Had she? A father's choice of son-in-law does not always coincide with his daughter's. Do you know for a fact that Rosine was in love with Maurice?
People of rank do not marry for love. They marry to produce sons. Love happens later with someone else. The only certainty is that we are faced with a domestic murder. To solve it, another visit to the Agincourt is essential. Now, I think the waiter is approaching with our pheasant and truffle.
I need not ask why you are here. The police are getting nowhere. Yesterday, Goron, the chef de la Sûreté, had long interviews with Juliette and Rosine, when he should be in Montmartre.
True. The police may not be as far astray as you believe. They do not know it yet, but this was found hidden at the Moulin Rouge on the night of the murder.
Really?
Luckily, it was recovered by Sarah and me. So now we have a choice. Either we can give this revolver to the police,
or,
as we believe the truth is to be found in this house, we can conduct our own investigation here, in the family. among friends.
We will need the family's full cooperation.
I shall see to it.
Good. But first, Sarah and I should like to see where this revolver was kept.
Here, this is my gun room and study.
You don't keep it locked?
Why? I spend many an hour in here. I've never cared to lock it.
So anyone can come in?
Yes.
Including the ladies?
They occasionally look in for a newspaper or a book.
Or a gun, Jules, if they had use for it?
The ladies in this house do not go in for field sports.
Quite so. The pistols, where are they kept?
In the top drawer of this cabinet. I possess four revolvers, all engraved with my coat of arms.
And all kept in an unlocked drawer? How many are in there now?
Three.
You had no idea one revolver was missing?
No idea.
In the days before the murder, did you have any visitors who might have come in here?
No, except for Maurice, of course. God rest his soul. I should not say this, but I wish there were someone else.
Servants?
Oh, most of the staff have been with us for years. I cannot believe any of them would steal from me.
Oh, it's not that unusual, Jules. I once caught my maid wearing my petticoat. I only found out when my pet monkey got under her skirt and she jumped onto a table. Mon Dieu! A maid wearing my Breton lace petticoat. She was out of my house in 30 seconds.
Sans petticoat?
Sans everything. Except the mark of my boot on her derriere.
Jules, tell me, how did Rosine and Maurice meet?
At a dinner party the year before last.
And you were impressed by him?
One couldn't fail to be. He had great charm.
Was he handsome?
Well, the ladies found him attractive. He sported a particularly fine moustache.
So, it was love at first sight.
I think Maurice fell for Rosine straight away.
And Rosine?
Well, you might as well know that Rosine agreed to the engagement under protest. She was in love with someone else. Someone totally unsuitable.
I was right, Bertie. There is a lover.
True. This clearly has some bearing on the matter. I must insist you tell us about it.
Very well. In France, we believe marriage is more than a personal matter. It is a contract between families. There is a matrimonial settlement.
It is not so different among English people of rank.
Yes, but you do not have to abide by the code civil. If a daughter of 21 or older chooses to defy her parents and promises herself to a man of her own choice, she may make a sommation respectueuse, a judicial protest. If after three such protests the parents still resist the match, the code civil allows her to marry regardless of the man's character and habits. Or it's diabolical.
What has this to do with Rosine?
Well, she threatened us with a semester respectueuse, Bertie. Next October, when she is 21.
And who is the young man she admires?
Young? He is 51. A worthless painter called Morgan.
I'll be triggered.
He followed her into church, of all places, and struck up a conversation without even an introduction.
I take it this disgraceful episode took place before she met Letitia.
Yes. She's completely infatuated with Morgan. I can't understand it.
The ways of the heart cannot be analyzed, Jules.
But this is an old man. I'm looking a damn sight older than he is. A long beard, a streaked gray, scruffy clothes.
So you've met him?
Yes, last summer. Rosine invited him to paint a landscape of the park. After that, she mentioned he was looking for other local scenes, so I gullibly gave him the freedom of the estate. I thought we were helping the poor artist.
Huh.
As you know, we French have a high regard for the arts. But he's been wandering about ever since. Even sleeping in empty buildings on the estate.
Is he a talented artist?
Or did I call him an artist? He's one of these crude impressionists. Dabs paint straight from the tube. Completes a picture in 2 hours. No. He'll never sell anything.
When did Rosie meet him?
2 years ago.
2 years? And you didn't warn him off?
I've always tried to be civilized in my dealings with local people. I gave Morgan permission to paint on my land without specifying it was for a limited period. He has done no damage. If I ban him from the estate, I have to justify my actions.
But if he was pursuing Rosine...
Well, he wasn't in an obvious way. It was Rosine who did that. She goes riding every day. Knows where Morgan sets up his easel. I'm not suggesting there was any misbehavior. But if I put a ban on Morgan, it won't be his reputation that suffers. It would be Rosine's.
After you persuaded Rosine to get engaged, did she stop seeing the painter?
I assume so, yes.
But did you and your wife insist upon it?
I don't think we gave her an ultimatum. She'd seen sense. Agreed to marry Letitier. That was enough.
But you still went riding each day?
Yes.
And Morgan is still about?
I've not heard that he has left, but I can't see this is a matter you should pursue.
True. Our crystalline of Rosine will employ the utmost tact. You may depend on it. So if she's feeling calmer, we should like to speak with her.
Very well, Bertie. I'll go and find her.
He's hiding something. He hasn't told us everything.
Let's not make unfounded assumptions, Sarah. His family are now under suspicion of murder. That must be a terrible blow to any father. No wonder Jules is guarded in his reply.
One thing is very clear. He feels guilty for forcing the engagement on his daughter. And another thing, Bertie, there is a lover. One of my assumptions, at least, proved to be true.
Personally, Sarah, I look at these matters with detachment. That is the mark of a good detective. And I have a new suspect.
Morgan?
Yes. A crime passionnel.
That was my suggestion.
But we didn't know about Morgan then. Now we know he had both motive and opportunity. He was permitted to roam freely around the estate, so he'd have no difficulty in getting into the house and stealing the revolver. As an artist, he must know Montmartre. And as Rosine's confidant, he must have known the family would be at the Moulin Rouge with Letizier.
Bertie, you are doing so brilliantly on your own. Do you really require an assistant?
Hmm?
Perhaps I'd be better employed preparing for my world tour.
But you're my support.
So, I'm just a crutch, am I?
Oh, no, no. Of course not, Sarah. There. Oh, my dear. Hello.
Who are you? Quiet, Edward.
We are here to see your sister.
Your father went to fetch her.
Typical of father.
How do you mean?
He won't find her. She goes riding every afternoon at his side. Father is terribly absent-minded. Do you mind if I attend to my gun?
Please do. What were you shooting?
Rabbit, sir. Bag five today.
So, you're a good shot.
Better than average, sir.
Have you ever used a revolver?
It's an unreliable weapon.
You know that your sister's fiancé was shot with a revolver?
So I was informed, sir.
But you were there.
Yes, and I heard the shot. But no one saw the gun. It was fired from behind.
Who were you standing next to?
My father, I suppose.
You must know, Tristan.
With respect, sir, it isn't that simple. There were hundreds of people jostling to get a good view of the dancers. When the shots were fired, I wasn't literally next to my father. When I turned to see what happened, father was beside Maurice. Rosine was with my mother on Maurice's other side. Sir, if I may be so bold, why are you asking these questions about my family?
Because your parents are my friends. And I want to find out the truth about this tragedy. Did you like Maurice Letitier?
He wasn't family, sir. And my sister didn't really want to marry him.
You felt some sympathy for her, then?
No reason to kill a man, is it, sir?
What the... Should anyone be out there shooting?
Absolutely not.
Then I think we should investigate.
What are you doing here, Tristan? I thought that shot just now was yours.
No, father. I was in the gun room.
Mel, who's the devil shooting on our land? Oh, I'm sorry about the language, sir, but this is highly irregular.
Seems nothing of it, Jules.
You didn't find Rosine?
No, I forgot. She always goes riding about now. But if some idiot letting off a gun, she could be at risk. Over there! In the woods. I'm going to saddle the horse and ride over. Excuse me, Bertie.
Excuse you? No. If you have a nag strong enough, I'll join you.
I'll come too.
We ought to be armed. I'll get the shotgun.
You look somewhat red in the face, Bertie.
Are you wounded?
Of course not. But we're slow to a walk. We can catch them up when they need us. I'm sure young Tristan can see off most of the perils lurking in these parts.
Yes. He's remarkably self-assured for 18. I rather like the boy.
Then you don't consider him a suspect?
I thought Morgan was our suspect, Bertie.
He is. But until he confesses, we must keep an open mind about the Agincourt family. Tristan had opportunity. Uses the gun room regularly, knows where the revolvers are kept, and was at the Moulin Rouge on the night in question.
And his motive?
Rosine was being forced into an arranged marriage. Boys can be very protective of their sisters, especially when verging on manhood and at the mercy of their glands. At that awkward age, lads often feel compelled to prove themselves in some way.
By murdering somebody?
That would be an extreme case, I admit. But never underestimate the glands.
Are you speaking of aggressive tendencies?
Yes. That sums it up nicely.
Oh, and I thought you meant Tristan was in love with his sister. Then the motive would be simple.
A brother in love with his sister? Really, Sarah?
It can't be discounted. Never underestimate the glands. Betty. Look. Down there by the barns. It's Jules and Tristan.
Jules at the front. Tristan heading for the rear. I believe someone's holed up in the barn. That's close enough. We can walk from here.
Father! I have the back door covered! Shall I go in?
No, no! Just stay where you are. I saw you in there. Come out with your hands up.
There, sir. Someone's coming out.
Scruffy? Grey bearded, it has to be Morgan. Bertie?
Yes?
Look at Ezra.
Who?
The dog. He's behaving strangely.
Looks like he's found a rabbit hole.
I think not. There's something in there. Something quite big.
Ezra! Back! Back! Now, stay. You, on your feet, and be sharp about it. Put your hands up. Any tricks, and you'll answer to the police after the dog's finished with you. Now identify yourself.
I am Marie-Francois Gore, Chef de la Sûreté.
The moment Morgan stepped out of the barn, he was surrounded. I tell you, Bertie, the police appeared from nowhere. They arrested him and took him to the Sûreté for questioning. They'd been keeping watch on him for weeks.
As Gorol told me. Once he got his wits back and recognized who I was. The victim took the Sûreté 3 weeks to reach the same conclusion as I did in 5 minutes.
And you have no doubt as to Morgan's guilt?
No. And no problem will be attached to Rosine or any member of your family, Jules. Morgan plotted his crime independently. And if his painting is anything like the other impressionist works I've seen, he is no loss to the world of art.
Absolument.
Few will have any regrets when he goes to the guillotine.
Bertie, you're weeping.
Often Bach's music is very moving.
No, you are remembering an old flame. We French women aren't as dense as you imagine. Your Parisian conquests are well known.
Name one, then.
One? The Princess of Sagan, Duchesse de Mouchy, Duchesse de Ligne, Emilienne d'Alençon, Madame Cochin, Comtesse de Bourtroline, Baron de Pilat, Cora Pearl.
Oh, she's either. And you haven't mentioned the only one I'd be willing to admit to.
And who is that?
Sarah Bernhardt.
But you and I have never...
You didn't listen. I said I'd be willing. It was an offer, not a boast.
You've drunk too much champagne.
We are partners. We solved a murder together. Tonight,
in full celebration.
The police solved it without our help.
But we were absolutely right in our deductions. Morgan was the murderer, and it was a crime of passion. Just as you said. Some more champagne, partner?
No, not here. Let's go to Maxine.
Do you like caviar?
I adore it.
The caviar in my hotel is quite the best.
I'm sure it is, Bertie. We'd be seen.
Well, that surely would be a cause for congratulation. Most ladies of my acquaintance. And if you wish to be discreet about it, I have a key to a back door. We shall eat in my rooms, and no one will hear of it.
Maxime would be simpler.
Not for what I was planning, my dear. Especially as this is my last night in Paris. Tomorrow, I leave for Cannes.
Oh. Then let us both be quite clear, Bertie. I would be coming only to try the caviar.
I suggest we postpone the caviar.
And have champagne.
Don't be alarmed. But we are not alone. There is a third person in the room.
What sort of pervert do you take me for?
Your Royal Highness? Oh! I have never been so humiliated.
For pity's sake, sir. I don't even know the lady.
Then it's even viler than I thought. Don't speak to me again, you! You Bluebeard!
Blasted to hell. Now, young lady, who the devil are you and what are you doing in my suite?
I am Rosina Ginkor, sir. I had to see you. Your secretary asked me to wait. I must have fallen asleep.
Rosine? Is it to do with the murder?
Yes, sir.
Then you have my undivided attention.
Oh, they have arrested poor Glyn.
Glyn? You mean the painter? Morgan?
Yes, Glyn Morgan. He is a countryman of yours, and he is innocent.
His name sounds Welsh to me.
Forgive me, sir, but you are the Prince of Wales.
Oh, that is quite. And you believe he is falsely arrested?
Sir, Glyn is the most gentle of men. Artists don't kill people.
You'll have to think up something more significant than that, Rosine. I was with Monsieur Goron only this morning. He has no doubt of Morgan's guilt and expects a confession very soon.
That is monstrous. Glyn was as shocked as any of us when the shot was fired.
Then he was at the Moulin Rouge that night? What possessed him to go there?
He knew I would be there.
With your fiancé?
Glyn's love for me is unshakable, sir.
It must be. Or else he enjoys suffering. Did he speak to you?
No. He took care to stand some distance apart from us.
For the whole evening?
Until after Maurice was shot. Naturally, he was anxious to know whether I had been hurt. The only person who saw us together was Tristan. He may have told the police. Now a noble action can be misconstrued.
Did you see Morgan again that night?
No, sir.
Have you seen him since?
Yes.
Does he profess to be innocent?
He is innocent.
My question is whether Morgan himself told you he is innocent.
There is no need. Glyn is incapable of committing such a wicked crime.
If he is innocent, as you say, neither of you should have any fear.
You do not know Marie-Francois Goron, sir. He has an evil reputation. He will get the answers he wants regardless of the truth. Glyn is doomed.
Then why come to me?
Because you are the Prince of Wales. All of Paris respects you. If you spoke to the police, they would be compelled to listen.
Rosine, if I may be any use at all, I must know exactly what has happened between you and the painter.
Nothing happened between us, sir. Nothing. Nothing.
Good. Now, as I understand it from your father, you met Morgan in church.
Yes. I was doing the flowers. We became friends. He saw beauty in everything.
He is one of the group who call themselves impressionists, is he not?
Lynn would not be fettered to any movement. Sir, he is happy to discuss theories with people like Monet and Renoir, but he is a free spirit.
And you have been meeting him regularly?
Yes. When I go riding each afternoon, we meet in the ruined house. Have conversations, discussions about art, poetry, the meaning of life.
And did you discuss the murder?
Only to agree killing can never be justified.
If Morgan is innocent, someone else has to be guilty. And since we know the murder weapon came from your father's gun room, the inescapable conclusion must be that the murderer is a member of your family.
I didn't kill Maurice.
Which leaves your parents and Tristan. So, let us talk about the victim. Your parents considered him extremely eligible.
Yes.
But you did not?
I did not dislike Maurice. He was a good conversationalist. Handsome. With a big mustache that he got rid of recently.
Oh,
he should have kept it because his hair was rapidly thinning on top. He was practically bald, in fact. But even if he'd been the handsomest man in the world, I could not have loved him.
Because you'd already met Glyn Morgan?
Yes. And in comparison, Maurice was so shallow.
Did you say that to your parents?
Of course. But they wanted Maurice as a son-in-law. Oh, we had terrible arguments. They even suggested that I'd allowed Glyn to seduce me, which showed how little they understood him or trusted me. So I threatened them with a summation respectueuse. You know what that is?
Yes. You can enlist the civil code to wed the man of your choice.
But I didn't tell them Glyn and I would never marry.
What?
Glyn doesn't believe in marriage. He believes we should be free to make whatever arrangements we like with the partner of our choice, without concerning the church or the state.
So he had no intention of marrying you?
Absolutely none. That is why I agreed to marry Maurice.
Marry a man you did not love? Why?
Because after a married lady has provided her husband with a son, she may take a lover. Have I shocked you, sir?
No. You have just persuaded me to speak to the chef de la sûreté. If Morgan had no intention of marrying you, the motive for murdering Letitia is removed. The only problem is that the identity of the real murderer remains a mystery.
In Bertie and the Crime of Passion, Robert Lang played Bertie, Jane Lafferter, Sarah, Olivier Pierre, Jules, Paul Jenkins, Tristan, Tracy Wiles, Rosine, and Jeffrey Whitehead, Goran. The director is Matthew Walters.